Welcome, welcome, welcome to the official ceremony opening for this 8 double final season. And first of all, I would like to have to tell you congratulations, because it is your birthday today. And it's so you can congratulate yourself, congratulate each one, and Shiv Baba, the father, obviously. So please applaud for yourself, for Baba, for everyone. Okay, very good. Okay, so today we have the theme of the season is very special. We have to become like the father, the bestower. So Baba has bestowed so much on us. He has bestowed a birth. He has bestowed blessing, direction. Even Shrimat is a bestowing and inheritance and sustenance. So whatever we have received from God, Shiva, Baba, then we have to transmit to the others. So I'm sure that all the season, all the session which will go on will give you more insight and depth. And at least if you can take one point in each class about being a bestower, becoming a bestower, you will have a dozen of points, and then it will be enough for the 12 months, for the year. Isn't it? Yes? Okay? So you are ready for that? Okay, so now we'll have a small video which starts to present the team, you know, and then we'll go on. Okay, so Om Shanti, and let's see the video about the being a bestower.
A bestower, like the Father. I open the first gate, the gate of going beyond the world of sound. Using my mind and intellect, I have stored the power of superior thoughts. And I am lost in the depths of God's secrets. I experience my past, my future. And I observe my every breath of every second. Baba, you have become my constant companion. My elevated celestial thoughts have replaced my vocal. Only soulful attraction and my eyes reveal my true self. Every action is filled with virtue. Whatever virtue is needed at any time emerges and is visible on my face, in my behavior. God has made me an instrument to bestow to weak and wandering souls. everyone appears before me as only souls. The feeling of bodies is absent. My physical or mental eye has become dormant. There's only God and myself in my memory. I am lost in the depths of God's secrets of togetherness with the One. I experience the ultimate stage, the stage of perfection and consummation, the stage of absolute power, a bestower like the Father.
So now, as Baba has bestowed so much on you, and you know so much about bestowing, because you have received so much, we have received so much from Baba, so now I invite you, in pair, to share together about bestower, what those means for you, and what you are making effort to be able to bestow. So, for 5 minutes, please, have a pair, together, and then share together about it. Okay, so you have 5 minutes. 5 minutes is good enough to really have a very rich conversation. Om Shanti. Do you need more time? 1 more minute maybe? Yes? Okay, rich conversation? Good? Okay, just 1 more minute. Okay, I know it's terrible to make you stop because as Brahmin is what we like the most, speak together about the jewels of knowledge, but I'm sorry, no, we have some dance, so that is why, no sorry at all, dance from Australia.
Baatein hoti thi wahi कभी रुलाती मुँह फुलाती पर अब तो हुई मेरी सोच सुहानी मेरी बदल गई कहानी बातों को अब पकड़ती नहीं
A big applause for the sister.
Or lost in
Big applause for Sushma and Mena, and I just know that it was the first time they performed in public. So big applause, pop up for you, please. Okay, so now we have a second dance from Sri Lanka, Kumaris and Mothers, you know. So I have a little paper, you know, to read to you. So the dance is about Golden Age is the highest creation by the Supreme Father. And Baba used to say in the early that if you want to know about super-sensuous joy, ask my children, the gopi of gopi, voila. And so the dance is to express the divine love for the Supreme and to enjoy super-sensuous joy with the company of Kuda, which is the friend. So please, enjoy with the sister dancing, Baba, your friend. So invite Baba, your friend, to dance with the sister. Om Shanti. Please, big applause for the sister.
बाबा है
I just heard that only one day of practice, you know, so you can applaud again. So now, obviously, who else can be the best example, you know, to speak about bestowing of Seigneur? Shiloh Didi, Sudesh Didi, and Dorothy Didi, please come on the stage. Most welcome and share your inspiration about becoming a bestower like the Father. So big applause for our Seigneur, please. If I really want to present Sudesh Didi, I will say she is the non-stop, tireless bestower of the jewels of knowledge. She is really has a stock, unlimited stock, and she always surprises, you know, with what she can really give us, something new, something unexpected. So I'm sure we'll have listened something again, something we have never heard about being a bestower. Sudesh Didi, yeah, I know, the mic asked to come, no? So, yeah, we can have 1 minute of silence, please.
Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Om Prem. Om Prem. Om Anand. Om Anand. Hearty welcome to all of you. I know that you have been here, some of you, more than 4 days, and have been having different meetings, classes, visiting. Very fortunate to have the flag hosting here or in Gyan Sarovar, Pandav Bhavan. Some of you perhaps have been to museum, hospital, those who have come 4 days early, and also by the time have collected many deep, nice feeling of belonging to Baba, belonging to each other, and once again coming back home, waiting for so long to come. I know that as I have met almost all of you, those who came, I meet the new ones when they come. I am eager to meet actually, because I cannot wait until 4 days you are there and I don't say hello to you. So this is why, that is the reason that every day newcomers, I meet them and I share my inner feelings with all of you of the joy and also some tips to remain healthy, some tips to fill your apron with godly blessings, the gift of divine company, and subtle efforts, incognito efforts to make yourself more full, of course, every day in centers or individuals. Efforts you have been on the path of perfection. But Madhuban, Gyan Sarovar, Baba's home, Shantivan, every complex is with Brahmins made special with every day's activity. And you are in Gyan Sarovar. Very lucky, this very place was inaugurated by Avyat Bab Dada. Outside the flag was hoisted. And also, Baba had given at that time blessings that Gyan Sarovar will serve the world. Om Shanti Bhavan was small and of course the place was needed, and then Baba signaled to have this place and he himself inaugurated. Otherwise most of the time Baba was every day, every time he came was in Avyat Bab Dada's meeting in Madhuban. And Sakar Baba, of course, on the real pilgrimage place, Pandav Bhavan, so have been incarnating. But you have come specially festival of Shivratri, which is a joyful celebration of your own birth and birth of Yajna and birthday of Baba we celebrate. What interesting is, he doesn't become a baby. He's always father. And yet, in the form of the Yajna, he is baby, because all of you look after Yajna, sustain Yajna, enjoy Yajna company, and also has come to learn, especially Gyan Sarovar is the spiritual academy where many different wings are actually come for their experiments, their experiences, their activities. And why are their vibrations to become full with all skills, specialities, qualities, and serving the world? So Gyan Sarovar is Sarovar for the holy swans, and so it is a wonderful opportunity that you pick up the virtues from each other. There would be chances to conduct class. Now is the chance only to welcome you. Welcome home, welcome home, welcome home. Om Shanti.
Thanks so much, Didi, for your invaluable words. And now if I want to present Shilu Didi, I will say she is the English voice of Bab Dada. Isn't it? You can applaud. So she has listened so many treasures since the very beginning that the double final season had started. So I'm sure she has so much to share with us. But just 5 minutes.
Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Welcome, welcome, welcome to all the peaceful souls who have come from all over the globe. And I was told that this group is going to be the largest group of all the other groups. And the theme of your programs is becoming a bestower like the Father. Because we have reached a stage of the end of Sangam Yuga, the most auspicious confluence age, where we can feel how this old world is coming to an end and the new world is ushering in. And we are at the confluence. And Baba keeps on reminding us that children, keep the soul world in one eye and the new golden aged world in the other eye. Mukti and Jivan Mukti. Mukti is liberation from life and Jivan Mukti, liberation from sorrows in life. So we have to go back to our own home and then come to the new world. So we have given a back to the old world. We are moving forward and we know very well that Baba has come to take us home, back to our sweet home from where we came. But how will we go back? We will go back as we came, so pure, full of virtues, full of powers. We were so pure, now we have to go back in the same way as pure souls and then come in the new world as deity souls. But before that, we have to become Bap Saman, like the Father. Brahma Baba obeyed Shiv Baba. Whatever Shiv Baba said, he obeyed immediately. Shiv Baba told him, surrender all your property, everything to the mothers. And Baba did that immediately. He sowed one seed. And today we can see the huge of 140 countries where Baba's children are growing and enjoying Baba's company. So the Baba sowed only one seed, and that in this huge tree today, which is an international organization, we can sing. We think that maybe this year not that many will be able to come, but then how every day we are experiencing everyone saying, I'm coming, I'm coming, and I'm coming. So Madhuban is pulling everyone because we know that time is running out. Baba said in today's Murli also, a time may come when even if you pay millions, you know, for the ticket, you will not be able to come. So maybe that day can come, but now at least we have the time, we have that, you know, in the cycle, that period where we are able to come, we take the maximum time in it, of it, and maximum use of it. So Brahma Baba was one example. He obeyed Shiv Baba immediately and surrendered to the mothers. And then we have the dadis who followed Brahma Baba and surrendered immediately to Shiv Baba. So Bap Dada became like the greatest example for them, and they followed immediately. And now the Dadis are in the subtle regions, or they are preparing for us to be in the new world. They are in the advanced party. Baba has given them some special work to do for the golden age. And now we have to follow the Dadis. What the Dadis did, that we inculcated, and now we share it with others. And when we share it with others, they become Bab Saman. So this way how this yagya is going on, and we can see this year is the 90th year. It's the yagya started in 1936, and today it is 2026. So it is exactly 90 years. So this whole year we will be celebrating the 90th year. You can imagine 90 years is quite a large number, is quite a big number. But Baba's work goes on. In the world, so many organizations come, but very soon they die away because they don't have a strong source. But our source is so strong, the Supreme Father Himself, who's a seed. And from that seed, how this beautiful tree of Baba's children has developed, and it's growing and growing and growing, and it will grow till the end. And Baba says, I will come, I will meet you all, I will give you strength, I will help you. You just keep one step of courage forward, and I will come 100 steps of help for you. So this is what Baba wants us to do. And Baba says, now you have to become trustees. You are no longer, you know, saying that, oh, I'm a householder, but I'm a trustee. Everything belongs to Baba. I remember the first time when I went abroad, I landed at the airport, and the brother who came to receive me at the airport, when I came out of the airport, he said, sit in Baba's car. So I thought it must be the car of the center. So center has sent him to take me to the center in center car. But actually it was not the car of the center, it was his own car in his name. So he said, Baba's car. And then the center was quite far, so he took me to his Lokik home. But before that he said, come to Baba's home. So I thought he's taking me to the center. But then when I went, I saw that this is like a family. His family, his wife, his children were there. And I thought it was a center, but it was his Lokik home. But he never said, visit my home, sit in my car. He never used the word my. Every time he would say Baba's home, Baba's car, Baba's, Baba's, Baba's. Really, I felt so happy inside that this has just Baba and Baba in his intellect. Like Baba says in the Murlis, that many children used to write to Baba, I the soul am doing this, I the soul, I the soul. Never said I, but just I the soul. He or she would say soul first. So they were soul conscious at every step. And Baba you, Ashi Baba is yours, Baba is yours. So Baba and Baba and Baba and nothing else but Baba. So I the soul and my Baba. So that's what I can see. I saw in the Dadis, and I now we are able to follow that, and then what we have done, that everyone else is following too. So Baba has made us good examples, and as good examples we have to glorify the Father. So becoming Bap Saman like the Father is very important. because only then we can not only be united, not only can we have a strong love for one another, but we can be such a strong family. And as Baba says, that this Brahmin family will become the deity family. We are creating a new world. We are creating golden age. We are the helpers of God. So this, even this thought can send goose pimples. You know, it makes us get so intoxicated that we are helping God. God says, I cannot do all by myself. I need your help. So we are the helpers of God in creating a new world. And we very well know that we will be ruling in that new world. Although we know that Maya is a very big opposition, but Baba is with us. And when Baba is with us, we are in His company. We have nothing to worry. We have nothing to be afraid of. We have nothing to lose. Because we will be victorious. We are, we were, and we will always be. So that's our faith. And with this faith, we move on. And we know that one day we will be the rulers of this world and this old world will be no more. So welcome, welcome, welcome to all of you. Om Shanti, Om Shanti, Om Shanti.
Now we can say she is Baba Shiluben. And now Dorothy, she is the pioneer, you know, of Peace Village. So she has so much to give to everyone there. So we are curious to see what or much she will tell us.
Om Shanti. And heartfelt welcome to all of you. And it's such a beautiful, an array here of flowers facing me. I wish you could see how beautiful you really are. So where have you come? Have you come to Madhaban to play, to eat, or something more? Think about coming to Madhaban, but this is a very special time. This is an entry point. It's your entry, a new way of being for this year, becoming a bestower like the Father. Of course, this is Father Brahma Baba. I'd like to change the title in my mind from becoming a bestower to what do you think I would say? Yes, being a bestower. How many of you are actors? Just a few of you? Come on. All of us are actors. This is what God tells us, that we're actors, right? And so it's time for the act to go on. We are on stage and beginning to be the actor of the bestower. Practice. This birth, the confluence age, is our practice birth. And it's so easy to be a bestower. You just keep giving, 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 giving through your virtues, through your vibrations, through your heart, through your best wishes. And it's not like you're just giving to those who are around you and to even the matter around us, but mostly you are the one who is taking. Every time you give, you're taking multi-million times more. And so this is our time to practice. Practice on each other. Instead of having ordinary, mundane conversations as we eat, vibrate the very best feelings for each other. Assault you. It was a beautiful point this morning, wasn't it? In the blessing of just giving, even for those that insult us, defame us, such an opportunity to grow. After all, we know it's easy to love those who are lovable. But it takes a powerful soul to keep generating that love inside us, Baba's love. Even if you think you don't have the capacity to generate that love, just connect with Baba and let him work through you, and he will give the love. So we are just the instruments for Baba in becoming like Baba. We can all see what the world is coming to. We hear the echoes of sorrow. Yes, countries divided. Even within each country, there's divisiveness. But not within this government. This is a special government. And so we are giving to the whole world, to all the governments. And so we have to step on the stage with your stage. Practice, practice, practice being the bestower. Wouldn't you rather be the bestower than the victim? Of course. So play that part. And this is our time, as I say, to set the tone, not only for the rest of the year, but possibly the rest of your life in this birth. That'll take us into the next births. So I wish you all very, very tremendous spiritual progress. Be serious with yourself, with your stage, with each other, but also stay lighthearted. Can you do both? I think so. So welcome again to all of you, and enjoy your time in God's home, in God's heart. Om Shanti.
Thanks so much, Dorothy. And it's true. We just say, my Baba from the heart, and Baba is bestowing on us, then we can bestow on everyone, isn't it? Are you agree with me? My Baba, can you say my Baba? My Baba? My Baba? Thank you so much. And now we have Alex, which will sing a song for Baba, but for you, because it's the birthday of you and Baba. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. In the middle of the desert, on a mountain near the sky, only God could make a place like this, heaven here on earth. Madhuban, on this great big world there ain't no place like my sweet, sweet Madhuban. Vibrations of the new world, lots of blissful eyes, deep silence all around us is the only place to be. Madhuban. On this great big world, there ain't no place like my sweet, sweet Madhuban. Home, home, sweet home, Madhuban. Where souls are shining, Madhuban. Where we become double light. God placed the flute in Madhuban. Desert on a mountain near the sky, only God could make a place like this, heaven here on earth. Madhuban, Madhuban. On this great big world there ain't no place like my sweet, sweet Madhuban. Vibrations of the new world, lots of blissful lies. Deep silence all around us is the only place to be. Madhuban, Madhuban. On this great big world, there ain't no place like my sweet, sweet Madhuban. Home, home, sweet home, Madhuban. Where souls are shining, Madhuban. Where we become kings of kings. God plays the flute in Madhuban. Of the new world, lots of blissful lies. Deep silence all around us is the only place to be. Madhuban, Madhuban. On this great big world, there ain't no place like my sweet, sweet home. Home, sweet home, Madhuban. Where souls are shining, Madhuban. Where we become double light. God plays the flute in Madhuban.
Bravo, bravo. Alex is our rock star, BK rock star, Alex!
Justice.
And now I will present you the team, you know, which has been organizing all these retreats for you so that you can take maximum benefit, you know. So I will call them by name. Chris, Dorothy, Nita, Ella, Palma, Metili, Durga, Ishita. Please, big applause for them, for the team.
Yes, I'm Shanti. Thank you, Brother Michelle, who's doing wonderful MC duties this evening. So, yes, the program is ready and waiting for your participation. We've got lots of good activities, lovely sharings from our seniors, visiting Pandav Bhavan, Baba's Rock, Shanti Van, of course, for Baba's meeting, and many other things. And there's also personal support available for double foreigners if you want to meet someone. And if you have any questions or any needs, there's the double foreign support office. So we're really enjoying and look forward to the next time together that we have.
Om Shanti. So it's lovely to be here and see everyone. I think you'll enjoy this program. We've got different things, and so take full benefit of all the offerings.
Okay. So I'm Chris from Australia.
Nita from South Africa.
Ella from Finland.
Palma from Canada.
Maithili from Sri Lanka.
Ishita from India.
Durga from Malaysia.
Okay, big applause for the team, please. And also, you know, here in this booth, you know, invisible, incognito, we have the translator, you know, which Madhuban will not be Madhuban without the translator. So big applause for the translator, please. And so, obviously, we always honor in Madhuban the first timer. So please, the first timer comes in front of the room. You will take Drishti from the DDs, you know, and then you will give Drishti to the assembly. So please, the first timer, please come. Don't be shy, because if you have come to Madhuban, it means you have conquered your shyness and you are very courageous, isn't it? Yeah, please, please come. And you will take 1 minute Drishti from the DDs. And then after 1 minute, you will give, and I will tell you, you will give Drishti to the assembly. But yeah, come closer, yeah. Just come together.
Thank you.
सुकून देते हैं, दिल को सुकून देते हैं तेरे रूहानी नैन, ओ बाबा तेरे रूहानी नैन। जब भी देखूं इन नैनों में, जब भी देखूं इन नैनों में, बात नहीं कह देते हैं तेरे रूहानी नैन, ओ बाबा तेरे रूहानी।
Okay, now I invite you to turn around and give drishti to the assembly, to your brothers and sisters, for 1 minute again. Okay, thanks so much. Now, okay, the first timer, you will come and you will take a tolly and journal, but it's only for the English speaking. So if you speak English, you will have a journaling for journaling. But if you don't know English, don't take it, because there is not enough for everyone. Okay? So you will have the honor to come first, you know, and you come to Shilu Didi, to Sudesh Didi, and to Dorothy Didi. Huh? Okay? And you will take Toli, blessing, and the journal. Huh? So it's just coming. Hmm? So you just take off your shoes, and there is the usher, you know. So you will go, you will come that way. Take your shoes off, just there, yes?